except it hasn't for you all, but it feels like it has been for us, because I, even though I saw you, I didn't see you see you, and there's no song today, because the best friends have synced up, and it's coming to be another episode of our anime show. Welcome, I'm a green queen.
And I'm a binge monster.
Alrighty, so listen, some exciting things have occurred. Congratulations officially on the podcast for being finally all checked, all checks and balances done. You are married.
What a week.
You know, I feel like our listeners have been rocking with us. You know, they know us. And like, you know, I have more of a social media presence than you, no offense. So like, you know, maybe we don't know, but it's finally been done. Everything has been settled. We had a wonderful week in Nepal celebrating you and your lovely wife, who I adore so much.
Oh, it was a really special, amazing time. I can't wait for all the videos to go up on all the social media. We're still collecting pictures, and it'll be really fun. Actually, her cousin put up a blog that we had not finished, but he created a video for three of the major days. You're in some of them, actually. So, yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah, it was good. It's been really fun to watch. Although, you know, it's still fresh. I'm super jet lagged. You went through it all last week, and I'm just beginning my journey this week. So, yeah, it's good to be back, though, for sure.
And we had originally planned for me to just do a solo episode today to give you, or this week, rather, to give you a week off. But then I realized that the new season of anime is right around the corner, and we need to talk about it. So I've dragged you out of your jet lag to discuss the anime of winter 2024 season. So let's just jump right in. I've kind of categorized these, but let's start just quickly touching on any anime that's continuing. Okay, yeah. So first on this list... First and foremost, most importantly, I gotta talk about it again. Frieren Beyond Journey's End is continuing into the next season. Frieren Fridays, which I didn't even know because I'm still catching up. I think I'm like two episodes from being completely caught up, though.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad that it's FNF. I'm glad that it works out that way. Frieren getting a second core right away is an absolute gift for the winter, no question. I'm very excited about it.
Again, like, I feel like a major two core thing doesn't even happen that much anymore. So whenever we get it, I'm just like so excited. I don't know.
That's so weird. You're right, though. Like, it very rarely happens right back to back. And I don't know why. That's kind of like feels like that's a post-COVID thing. I don't know.
I mean, I guess JJK is doing it? Question mark, right?
Yeah, like the
big titles. They had like a little break in between.
Oh, yeah, JJK had a break, right?
I think so, before the prequel and then like the current season.
Yeah.
Or like the current core, I suppose. I don't know. Anyway, I'm very excited to keep watching Frieren Beyond Journey's End. I had this on the list. Have you watched this? Shangri-La Frontier?
Yes. I'm watching it right now. It's about a gamer who is really used to playing really crap games intentionally and tries to beat them. And then finally picks up like a AAA, super well-played game and is just like crushing through it. It's really good. I really had my hesitations for obvious reasons. When you look at the poster, the main character just has like a brain for a head. And you're like, what is this, like a half bird human? And then in the first episode, you just find out that he was like, nah, I just want like a mask. And so he wears this bird mask. But it's good. I'm really enjoying it. It's funny. It's fun. It's very quick, fast paced. It's not slow at all. I'm enjoying it. Yeah, it's kind of a shock to me.
People noted.
Yeah, it's fun.
There's time to catch up then. If you'd want to catch up, there's time to catch up. Speaking of catching up, I need to catch up on The Apothecary Diaries, which is continuing into this next season.
Did you start it?
Very excited. Everyone has been telling me about this. No, I have not even started it.
Yeah, neither have I. I also want to watch this.
But everyone's talking about it, so that I will have watched some of it, no doubt, by the time it's the new winter season, because I'm going to have so much time off. And then the last one I have on my list is Undead Unlock. Have you not watched it either?
I'm hitting a fat zero with this one. Yeah, no, I haven't.
Damn.
Do you know what it's about?
I feel like I don't, but I feel like I've been hearing people talk about it. Really? I really assumed you would know. Undead Unlock? Why do I know that? Maybe it's like a popular manga?
Maybe?
Maybe it's all in my head.
I did not watch this in the past season. No. This one has kind of passed through me. Yeah. I don't know.
I was really relying on you for that, but that's all right. And moving right along, let's talk about anime that are getting a season 2 or a season 3 or so forth. Basically, these are anime that are getting like a new season, but a continued story, obviously. So, first on the list, take it away.
Classroom of the Elite.
I'm drawing a big fat zero.
Oh, yeah. No. Classroom of the Elite is it's so good. I mean, it's do you know the premise of this one? It's like the... No, it's okay if you. It's I hit zero right before this, so you know, no hard feeling.
It's like the smartest kids. It's like the most elite, literally the elite kids, and now they're in. Is it a death game?
No.
Are they fighting for their life, or they're just fighting to be number one?
They're fighting to be number one. Like every class in the school is fighting to be like number one, and I don't remember what they get if they graduate as the top of the class. Or the top class of all the classes. I feel like I should know this because I have watched it, but I don't remember. I think it's like whoever graduates like class one ends up to go on to be like the it people of the world. Their whole schooling from year one to year four is just a series of trials and grades and like really, you know, very unorthodox testing of intellect and teamwork to help them like promote their class into a higher ranking. And I think there's like four classes and you want to be number one at the end. It's very good. The main character is, you know, it's not like a fighting anime, although he can fight, but that's not like the focal point of it. It's very like cerebral and I really enjoy it. It's a good one. It deserves a season three.
Yeah. And then second is MASH or MASH the strongest of all. Season 2.
That's not one I expected to get a season 2 this quickly. They must have just known it was going to be successful and went for it. I don't know, but I mean, I'm going to watch it probably.
I still haven't finished season 1.
Oh, really?
It was fun, but I don't know what was happening at the time. I think I had other shows that I was watching, and like on my plate at the time, I was like working and so forth. But
you were.
I liked it. I did like it. It was good, but I didn't finish it. I think, but you know what though? I think that I might watch it. I might pick it up in dub if that's an option, because I feel like the timing of the comedy is going to be just like, it's going to fly by in a way that watching it in sub might have not for me, even though I'm getting all the jokes. It's just, I'm sure if I just hear it, the comedic timing of it in English will just resonate with me because I'm a native English speaker.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. Next, you go ahead and say which one's next.
Tsukumichi Moonlit Fantasy. I'm excited for this one. This is not a isekai that when first coming out, I thought was going to be very good. If you look at even this season, there's like 8 isekais. I don't know if you've noticed that. The current.
Yes.
And I can't watch all of them. I won't. No.
There's a ton next season too.
Yeah. This one came out during a relatively, you know, isekai dry spell season. I think there was like one or two, and I ended up picking this one up. And it's so much better than it should be. I'm excited that it got a season 2. I look forward to seeing what this one looks like. The fighting scenes were pretty good. So, but honestly, I'm not more excited about this one. If you don't mind, I'm going to steal the next one, even though we're, you know,
go for it.
You're going out of order here, but I don't care. I have to acknowledge the Blue Exorcist, Our Exorcist is coming back. I read this manga immediately after watching the second season. I went straight to Barnes & Noble. This was like, I was in high school when this came out. So went straight to Barnes & Noble to watch, to read this, because I was like, whoa, this is something. And we were just looking this up right before we started this episode, recording this episode, but apparently season two came out in 2011. That was before I graduated high school. I am super stoked that this is coming back. I am shocked and surprised very happily that it is, just because it's been gone for so long. It's been gone around the same time that Bleach has been gone, which is kind of wild to think of. And like the Shingeki no Kyojin Dry Spell 2. Like these all kind of happened around the same time. Yeah, so I'm pretty stoked. Do you know what this one is about? The Son of Satan devoting himself to killing devils?
No.
Yeah,
it's
really good. It's really good.
I just saw the artwork that is it's one person with blue
flames.
Yeah, blue, yeah. Exorcist, blue horns and like a blue weapon, and then all these people around, and that's I mean, I have no idea. What studio is this?
The Blue Flames of Satan. Yeah. I don't know what studio it is. Gosh, like, I want to say it was Bones, but...
Studio Voln?
Oh, I don't know. I guess I was wrong.
V-O-L-N. I have no idea.
I don't know who did the other ones. I feel like it wasn't this one, but maybe it was. What do I know? No, I'm looking...
I mean, the chances are low. If it's been so long, the chances are low that it's the same studio, right?
I don't know. I'd have to look. It very well could be the same studio, but I just don't know. Studio did. Ow. No.
So anyway, so sorry.
A1 Pictures.
Oh, are you looking it up?
I was, yeah. A1 Pictures did it. Did season two. I don't know who did season one, but yeah. So it's a different studio. Or maybe it's the same studio, changed names. I don't know. But I recognize A1 and I don't recognize this one. So, who knows?
Voln.
Yeah.
The last one on our getting a new season continued story is High Card Season 2. I still have not watched High Card. I got nothing here, but I know that people loved this. So, hey, go ahead and gather on around the campfire and watch High Card Season 2 coming to you on January 8th.
I also didn't watch this one, so congrats.
Damn, we stink. This one was really good, I think. I think really? People really liked this.
Was it about betting? Like, gambling?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely takes place in a casino. There's an overarching story, but I don't know. I think one of the people that are in this is really talented at blackjack.
Okay.
That's all I got. Yeah. It's a shot in the dark guess, but... Anyway, moving quickly along to the most exciting thing of the season is we get new anime every season. We have a list here. Some of this list is purely arbitrary because as I was looking through my anime list, I went, that poster looks fun, that name looks fun, you know, and so forth. And as always, you know, when we do these, I have to find something that will be like a palate cleanse for the season. This season, it turned out to be Frieren, even though I wish I had the foresight to know what kind of genre or demographic that technically is. But somehow it feels like a palate cleanse from like JJK. So anyway, I picked out this one. It's A Sign of Affection. And upon looking at the poster, I went, this might be sweet. And then I read about it and I went, I don't know if I will watch this because it is a quote, lighthearted comedy that illustrates the silent life of a university student and how one man sharing his world starts to change her own. So I don't know what they're talking about with one man, but it's sounding like the distinction of man means that this person is not also a university student, which means this person is older. So I don't know how I'm feeling about A Sign of Affection, but only time will tell.
Well... It is a shoujo manga, at least. So it is written for women. Let's see. Let's see what that ends up being about. I don't know. So, the next one.
Okay.
My instant death ability is so overpowered. No one in this other world stands a chance against me. Sounds like an isekai, obviously, by the name. These isekai names are getting longer and longer.
It's like a competition.
It does feel like a competition. What was the other one? It was like that one time I got reincarnated as a spider, or that one time I got reincarnated as a sword. At least it's not like that one time I got reincarnated as a overpowered man that no one in the other world could stand a chance against me. But it's still a little obnoxious, even in its own name. What was the name of the...
From hearing you.
What was the name of the, thing? With the coins.
The vending machine?
Yeah, what was that one called?
At least I'm not a vending machine and now I wander the dungeon. It was something like that.
Yeah,
but
right?
That time I got reincarnated into a vending machine and now I wander the dungeon. It's something like that.
Yeah, it is something like that. Yeah. I still want to go back.
I hate them all. It needs to end. No more long name isekai. It's becoming... Actually, I don't know. Is it fun? Are we having fun? Is that what it is? Is this fun?
Because we're crapping on isekai? I mean, listen, they deserve it.
No.
I want to be let in on this joke here.
I'm saying, are we having... I'm sorry. We're so off that I'm like... I'm so sorry. I'm making the joke that are we having fun even just trying to recall the isekai names of like this is like an is like is this fun? Is this the part of it that is fun?
We're gonna do this. I'm going to generate a list of 20 names, and 5 of them are going to not be isekais, and you're gonna need to guess which one of them are real and which one of them are not. And I wonder if you're gonna be able to. I'm gonna go in on this. This is gonna be fun. I think I can get you.
Oh my god, I think you can get me. I really think you can get me.
Thankfully, there is plenty of source material for this to really throw a wrench in it.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, the Witch and the Beast.
Okay, sure. I'll talk about the Witch and the Beast. Again, I saw the poster and I was like, okay, yeah, maybe. Basically, this is about a witch and a beast, and unclear, but it sounds like they both happen upon or stumble upon or wind up in the same town, and the last line ends with they have scores to settle and they won't hesitate to remove anyone in their way. Also, the witch is... Or at least, oh, okay, maybe this is the beast.
No, that's the girl.
A feral girl?
Yeah.
The beast is the girl, right?
No, because Aesop is a soft-spoken man with delicate features, and she's a feral girl with long fangs and the eyes of a beast.
Yeah, so then she is the beast, and then he is the witch.
Yeah.
With a coffin strapped to his back? I don't know. I keep picking posters that I then have really mixed feelings about after I read them. But now it's on your radar as it's on mine.
I think somebody had a really drunk night after watching like Emma Watson play Beauty and the Beast. And they were like, oh, she's a witch and he's a vampire. And also he's a beast. And I'm just going to make an anime. And that's what happened. And that's what this is. And I don't blame him. I'll at least watch an episode, but I probably won't finish it, if I'm being completely honest.
Yeah, I'll watch one just to literally see the beginning of this fall into place, and then I might be like, that's enough for me.
Same page. All right, the next one is Mr. Villain's Day Off. This really feels like the synopsis of a Gintama episode for all of you Gintama fans out there. As a member of the Malevolent Organization, the General is tasked with invading Earth and wiping out humanity. However, he needs a chance to rest. And not even the Rangers, a team solely dedicated to defeating the General and his colleagues, will stand in the way of him visiting pandas at the zoo, buying ice cream at the convenience store, and enjoying his well-deserved day off from committing evil deeds. That's obviously going to be a comedy, and I'm looking forward to it. I don't know if there are writers from Gintama in this, but it just feels like they were born to write these episodes. So I hope it's good.
I, too, am very excited about this. So the reason this is on the list is because on the front, the poster, it's one, a person that looks like they would be a villain. Very dark hair, like, in their face, in a tux, and then, like, the most cuddly panda you've ever seen sitting basically right under it. And I'm like, okay, this is, I need to know what this is about. And honestly, not disappointed with this one. Definitely not disappointed with this one. Okay, so let's talk about the next one. Would you like me to talk about it, or do you have a passion to talk about it?
Go for it.
Okay. Delicious in Dungeon, another one that the name caught me. Anyway, so basically in this one, the Golden Kingdom King promises all of the jewels for anyone that goes and defeats the witch, which I think is in some sort of like dungeon cave kind of situation. So Laos, I'll say. Right? How would you say
Laios,
that?
I think.
Laios?
Laios.
Okay, thank you. Laios is basically the leader of their guild, along with like a couple other people. And he has this idea where he goes, okay, I know what we'll do. We'll cook monster parts in order to survive and so forth. And then everyone's like, okay, yeah, great idea. So then they happen upon like an elf or an elven mage of some sort in there that goes, I know, we can really make something special out of all of this stuff that we're cooking. And so ensues, I think, them cooking their way through finding the witch. So I don't know. Will it be a food war situation where the drama and the story is about the meals they're cooking? Or will it be about the main task of like finding the witch, saving their friends and so forth? I don't know. But it feels silly in a way that I'm really, really excited about.
I will never look down upon a food-based anime ever again after Food Wars. I'm willing to give it a try.
Yeah, I want to watch this one.
And
go ahead and bring us home, brother.
I do not think we should pretend like the most important thing is not this last anime, because I actually never thought I was going to get an anime adaptation, to be completely honest with you. I really didn't. Although I guess I should have figured it did after Tower of God did. And also the... oh, gosh. What is the name of the anime I'm watching right now that I really love the manga for? Oh, A Returner's Magic Special. This was, like, looped in. There's, like, one more after the one I'm about to mention that's, like, really, really popular. And I wouldn't be surprised if I got it first. But Solo Leveling... I don't know. Like, I think it's first of all, I've read the whole thing. It's phenomenal. It should be the most hyped thing coming up this season. And I feel like in the past few weeks, I've been so checked out of the world ramping up for my wedding that I don't know if it has the hype it deserves. But Solo Leveling is going to be phenomenal. It's such a good read. And I can only imagine if they're adapting this, they're going to do it justice. You recently started reading it, right? Like a couple months ago?
Well, I started reading it. Yeah, I started reading it once they said that it was going to get an anime.
Okay.
That's when I started reading it.
How far in?
I too think it's like... I got basically... I think I read like 3 volumes worth.
Nice.
And then I might have read into the 4th or 5th, but I don't remember necessarily, but I'm somewhere around like volume 4 or 5.
Clutch.
And I thought it was really great, so I don't know, I must have read through what will be the first season at this point,
for sure.
I'm not sure, but I'm actually more excited to see it animated, because reading it was, I don't know if it was just me at the time, like I was kind of running around, I lost my job, I was like doing a bunch of different stuff, and so the action wasn't always there in every scene, and maybe it's because I was really looking into it, but I think the concept is so cool. Like, I just think this idea of, like, I don't know, I feel like it's a really tasteful way to have someone basically be in a video game, you know what I mean?
You know, one of the things that makes it so good is the illustrator. and like the drawing in the series is really detailed and so well done. And it's got like an airy style to it. Like, I don't know how to explain that, but it's a, like all the manhwa have it, like Tower of God has it. This absolutely has it. Like it's almost like, I don't know, like the level of detail they have is really interesting. It's obviously a different style, but I can't wait to see how it's adapted because I haven't even watched a trailer for it yet. I have no idea. I don't want to. I just want to watch it when it comes out. Yeah. I don't want to be spoiled. For sure.
I haven't seen the trailers. I have seen the poster for sure. And I haven't examined the poster, but I kind of know the shape of it. But what I do know, I hope this is confirmed. I think TXT is doing the OP for it.
Oh, really?
I'm not even kidding.
I'm excited.
It's about to be my favorite anime of all time. I think they're doing the opening.
That's cool.
Like, it couldn't be more for
it's
me.
It's pretty stuff
I know,
for you.
Wait, I think... I have to see, because I saw this on Instagram and I was like, wait, is this real? But I think it's TXT. Oh yeah, there's a teaser? Yeah.
It is? Yeah, okay. Whoa.
Yes.
What a blast. That was his last one to get.
Oh my god.
That's exciting.
Oh my god. Live on the show. I'm sorry. I'm so excited. Oh my god. I'm inconsolable now. Okay. This has been really fun, I suppose. I'm now gonna lie down. I love TXT so much.
This is gonna be a really good season of anime. I'm excited for this. For sure.
Yeah. Me too. Me too. Especially just with the stuff continuing and like with solo leveling. Like solo leveling could be the only thing on the list and it would be really a good season.
I hope you have a good moment to yourself with that opening song as soon as we end this podcast. I've been a binge monster.
And I have been a greed queen. Yay!